Welcome to the Martin Bailey Photography Podcast. It's December 12, 2011, and this is episode 313. A few weeks ago, I was talking with a friend of mine, Lem Fugit, while he was at my place for some private consulting on his new camera, and we got onto the subject of where I buy my gear. So I told Lem about Map Camera. It turned out that although Lem has lived in Japan longer than I have, he wasn't aware of Map Camera. He visited Map the following day and was quite impressed, but also surprised that he'd not yet heard of this great shop. I've been asked where I buy my gear here in Japan many times, so when Lem and I got to talking about how I should perhaps do a podcast episode to let other Westerners or visitors from overseas know about Map, I figured it was probably a good idea. So that's what we're going to do today. When I initially went to see the people at Map about doing this podcast, they were a little bit hesitant at first about my talking about their shop because they didn't want me to give overseas visitors the impression that all of the staff in the store speak good English because my blog and podcast are released in English. If you've ever been to Japan, you'll know that there are a few places where you can find really good English speakers. But hey, if you're visiting from another country as a tourist, then I'm sure that most Japanese people speak more English than you speak Japanese. So hopefully you'll see this as part of your Japan experience and enjoy the language challenge. Map Camera is in Nishi Shinjuku or West Shinjuku. So if you come into the main Shinjuku station on the JR trains, you'll want to head for the south exit. If you come down on one of the other train company lines, it can be a little bit more tricky to find, but if you look for the west exit or the bus terminal and maybe signs also for Yodobashi Camera, then that will get you close. I'll include a link to a Google map with a pin on the, you know, right there on Map Camera in the show notes for this podcast and on the blog post to help you get there. But basically, once you're out over in the Nishi Shinjuku area, you'll go past probably Yodobashi Camera, one of the huge camera and multimedia stores here in Tokyo. And as you go past there, you can see Map Camera is, there's two Map Camera stores, number one and number two store. And you'll see it on the right on the next block. Now, if you're listening to the MP3 version or you're not, you know, you're not at a computer, then all of these images can be seen on my blog as well, and you can get there by typing mbp.ac/313 for episode 313 in your browser. But also, if you're on if you're listening on an iPhone or iPad, then the images are there. But really, to be able to see this on the first image that we're looking at, you're going to need to go to the blog and click on the image to make it not full screen but larger, so that you can actually see Map Camera in the distance. But it's basically right just down there on the right. And, you know, before we go on, I should just tell you that I'm certainly not suggesting that you just ignore Yodobashi Camera. The chances are that if you've been to Tokyo and asked about where to buy camera gear, you've probably already been to Yodobashi. And I do enjoy walking around Yodobashi myself. I buy plenty of stuff there, but when it comes to buying camera bodies and lenses, I pretty much always buy from Map because they're generally cheaper than Yodobashi. For stuff like the 5D Mark II, for example, which has been out for a while, the price gap is just a few thousand yen, probably around $15. But for lenses, the gap is usually a little bit more significant. For example, as of December 10, 2011, the Canon EF 70-200 f2.8 IS-2 USM lens is 249,200 yen at Yodobashi. But the same lens, both new, from MAP camera is 212,800. That is a difference of 36,500 yen, or around 469 US, at today's exchange rate, that is. That's a 15% difference. You would get 10%, or 24,920 yen worth of points, if you know that you can use on the same day if you already have a card at Yodobashi, or from the following day after that, you know, after the day that you create your point card if you don't have one already. But you do need a valid Japan address to be able to register for a point card. So that pretty much rules out foreign visitors. Even if you calculate the difference with the points, though, the price difference is still 11,580 yen, or about $150, which is still significant. The good thing about Yodobashi is that they will discuss a discount if you can show them that what you want to buy is cheaper elsewhere. But it usually takes time, and the shop assistant has to go and get permission from their boss, etc. I personally just prefer to walk down the street to MAP, know that they have already included the discount in the price, and just buy what I want without any haggling. The other reason that I buy at MAP camera is because they give great prices for your old gear, and they throw in a bit more if you tell them that you're going to use the money to buy some new gear at their store. Or it doesn't have to be new as such, you know, but you're going to buy something else from their store. They actually just give you a credit that you take to the floor with, you know, the new thing that you're going to buy, and then you pay the difference. I pretty much always do this. We don't cover the pod exchange floor today, but, you know, basically, they wouldn't let me photograph that floor. There was too many people in there, and you know, there's privacy and stuff like that. But basically, if you do want to sell something to MAP camera to partly pay for something new that you're going to be buying, make sure that you give it a clean, put it into the original box if you still have it, and include your manual, etc., and take it to the fourth floor on shop number 2, which is just a little bit further down the street from shop number 1. We'll take a look at that later. So as you walk down towards the MAP camera sign, you could very easily walk past it if you aren't paying attention, because the first floor of the MAP camera number 1 store is a watch shop. The entrance to the camera store is down a corridor to the left below the checkerboard style sign that says MAP camera. At the end of the passage, there's an elevator to the various floors. I was accompanied from floor to floor by the deputy manager of the store, a young lady that used to work on the Canon floor, so I've known her for some time. We started on the Nikon digital camera floor, which you can see in this photo that we've got on your screen right now or on the blog. Each floor contains both new and used kits or bodies and lenses sold separately. I didn't shoot every cabinet on each floor, but to give you just a taster, for example, as you walk around the Nikon floor, you have some cabinets like this one that we're looking at now with used Nikon bodies, and there are lenses, cabinets full of used lenses. They usually sell all new cameras from the day of their launch, also cheaper than most other stores in Tokyo. Here we can see the latest camera lineup as of December 2011, of course, from Nikon. And there are also new bodies and lenses in other cabinets. And they do sell accessories and batteries, etc. as well. Next, we drop down to the fourth floor, where I have parted with many a yen, the Canon digital camera floor. It's a similar design to the Nikon floor, with lots of camera bodies, lenses, and accessories. And again, there are cabinets of new and used gear, such as these telephoto and TSE lenses. I also bumped into another Tokyo-based photographer, Paul Stevens, giving us a thumbs up here. There's also, like, for example, a cabinet full of used 1-series Canon bodies, and a fancy stand with the Canon consumer cameras, That's pretty much got pride and place in the middle of the room. For some strange reason, I seem to spend about twice as much time photographing the cannon floor, but again, there's not much point in including too many photographs here. I just wanted to give you a feel for each floor, and also give those of you that haven't been to Japan or to Map Camera a feel for what the camera stores here are like. On the third floor, we have the Pentax, Sony and Sigma range of digital cameras. Slightly more sparse than the Canon and Nikon floors, we now have room for a Christmas tree and some Oro Bianco Italian camera bags. I thought these were quite funny, actually. They look like the designer bags that you see around town, but they, you know, when you open them up, they contain padded compartments for a camera and a couple of lenses. Ideal, I guess, for not drawing attention to the fact that you're carrying around expensive camera gear, but depending on where you are, you're probably more likely to get mugged for a purse full of cash and credit cards with bags like these. That's not much of a problem here in Japan, of course. Having skipped the watches on the first and second floor, we drop down to the Leica rangefinders, twin lens reflex cameras, and the medium and large format cameras in the first floor basement. They also have some secondhand tripods and new and used bags as well, as you can see in the image that we're displaying at the moment. But at the back of this floor, there are a number of cabinets just full of Leicas and cameras that take Leica lenses as well as medium format cameras and large format cameras. That pretty much finishes a look at the four camera related floors in Map Camera number one store. Just a few buildings down from this is the number two store with an equally camouflaged appearance, as this store has a noodle shop on the first floor. This second building contains three floors of Map Camera, and the first building contains two floors of watches and a pen store on the sixth floor. I believe that these are all owned by the same company, and really can't understand why they don't just put the three watch and pen floors in this first building into the second building here and just have one almighty camera store with all floors of the first building just, you know, full of camera stuff. But then, you know, it's not my company and I'm sure they have their reasons. It's the same story as store one here. You go down a little passageway to the left of the noodle store, and there's an elevator at the back of the building. It feels a little bit like walking down into some seedy joint, but once you get up into the camera floors, you'll see that it's just good old Map Camera. On the third floor, we have Olympus and Panasonic DSLR cameras and the compact digital cameras from various companies. On the second floor, we have a bit of a mishmash of film cameras, including Canon, FD, Nikon, Pentax, Minolta, Olympus, Ricoh, as well as Contax and other medium format cameras, leafbacks and compact film cameras. It was a little bit weird to see so many old Canon FD mount lenses lined up like this, as well as some old Canon F1 and some Nikon FM3A bodies that really changed photography as we know it back in their day. So, as I mentioned earlier, the fourth floor of the second Map store, just down the street from the first, is the Trade Center. This is where you can take your old gear to sell for cash or part exchange for something else. I believe that the percentage changes up depending on what you intend to buy, but generally you get more for your old gear if you're selling it to buy something else. As you've seen, the Map Camera store floors contain a mix of old and used bodies and lenses. And I've actually never bought anything used here. Everything comes with a warranty, though, and you can, you know, certainly buy with confidence if you'd like to save a bit of money buying used. MAP is a reputable store and will see you right if something did go wrong with anything used that you picked up here, as long as you're still in Japan when it goes wrong, of course. I doubt that this is me speaking, not MAP, but I doubt that they'll work with you to replace something used that went wrong if you take it to another country after you've bought it, but I might be wrong. Note too that if you do shop at MAP while visiting from overseas, in addition to them already being the cheapest store that I've found to buy most stuff in Tokyo, if you show your passport, then they'll give you another 5% discount by removing the tax from your purchase. As I say, don't expect these guys to speak great English, though I believe a few of the staff members do. Remember that you're in Japan, so both sides of your communication will need to work at it a little. But I believe that, like Lem, you'll be happy that you took a look at MAP Camera and what they have to offer. I know that as long as they're in business, they will be the first place that I continue to go for my cameras and lenses. I'm not affiliated with MAP in any way, and I have received nothing for doing this podcast episode, other than permission to photograph most of the floors of their store, of course. If I recall correctly, the first lens that I bought from MAP Camera was my old 100 to 400 millimeter lens that I bought way back in July 2003, before my first trip to Hokkaido. Since then, I've bought almost all of my lenses there, and always part exchange old gear for a good price when I buy. I've never had a problem with their gear or the people that I've interacted with, so feel comfortable in recommending MAP Camera to you too. Thanks very much for listening today, and remember that you can find me on Google+ and Twitter, etc., and all links are at the top page at martinbaileyphotography.com, so do drop by and take a look. I'll be back next week with another episode, but in the meantime, you take care and have a great week, whatever you're doing. Bye-bye.